Mount Crawford prisoner Francis Shaw has ended his hunger strike. Shaw, who's facing serious firearms charges, has been refusing to eat for 7 weeks in support of his claims for for a separate Māori justice system. Māori lawyer Moana Jackson says Shaw has agreed to forego the hunger strike, but he's still committed to the principle behind it.
Well, Francis has come off the strike as a result of two things. The first is that the long-sought-for meeting between Ngāti Raukawa and officials of the department took place yesterday at Raukawa Marae, and secondly, a group of kaumātua visited Francis and spoke to him in relation to some of the issues to be raised at that hui. And as a result of those two things, he has come off the strike.
What does that mean in terms of his stand for a separate Māori justice system?
In simple terms, his stand has not changed. He still rejects the jurisdiction of the Pākehā Court, but he now intends to pursue that principle through means other than a hunger strike.
Have you an idea what those other means might be?
There is an undertaking that the process of dialogue will continue between Ngāti Raukawa and the department. There are another series of options which Francis is considering in relation to the long-term development of the principle that he is standing for. But in the immediate short term, he will simply, in future court hearings, continue to refuse to recognise the jurisdiction of the court.
Francis Shaw has already begun eating, has he?
Yes, my understanding is that he had his first meal yesterday.
Have you had a chance to be in touch with him since then and find out how he's feeling?
No, but I've spoken with members of his family, and he actually felt quite pleased to be able to have a meal, but felt more pleased that he'd been visited by a group of distinguished kaumātua, and that the hui finally took place after many weeks of